The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, August the 5th. Here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brian.
Brian and Carl.
Yep, Brian's here too.
Brian's in the studio.
Brian brought in donuts, and you bring in donuts, you're on the show.
I bring in donuts on the day and had them made for the exact birthdays. Both of you are the same age today, 4 hours apart. So amazing.
Yeah.
No matter why I like you so much, Brian.
We didn't have the same mother-in-law, right?
No.
No, okay. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news top of the hour is brought to you. Why am I here? News at top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben and Susan are here. Susan's back there. She's recovering from the news.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, my friend.
You're welcome.
And we have Arthur Gorman in the studio. Let's not forget, we have a very special guest.
Yep, I'm going to get to him after the first break because we're going to palaver here a little bit.
Yeah.
National Days today.
It's National Underwear Day.
Oh, well, of course. When you decide to wear them.
Is there a certain kind?
No, it just says Underwear Day.
Okay.
Okay.
National Oyster Day.
Skivvies.
Oh, okay. I can go for
Ooh,
that.
I love
like
oysters.
Oysters. Like oysters.
Yes. And a half shell.
Work like a dog day.
Whoa, and that's where I am. I'm working like a dog today.
Are you wearing underwear?
On my birthday.
Are you going to have oysters, and you are going to work like a dog?
I could have oysters. This could be the perfect day.
Yeah. I don't know where we get oysters on the half shell in Reading.
And, you know, the scary thing is that Brian's wearing his United States of America thong underwear. That's very scary. And, Arthur, if you weren't running for office, you'd be in the middle of this one, buddy. If you weren't running for office and you were kind of a dignified guy.
You have to politically correct there, Arthur.
Okay. David's on the line. David, good morning. We haven't even done the weather yet.
It's National Carl's Birthday Day.
Yes, I'm Ben. You missed your chance.
I just wanted to let you guys know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, David. You missed your chance. You know, Ben, that could have been the leadoff. It's National Carl Bott's
Birthday. Oh, we'll be
birthday.
Doing that all day long. Okay. By the time the 2 hours are up, there'll be enough already. We heard it on the radio, Carl, everywhere you go for the rest of the day. The horse is going to go, Happy Birthday!
I have a horse story I'm going to tell real quick today, too. But what's the weather?
All right, 105 will be our highs today overnight.
It's nice that the temperature went down today all
just
of 2 degrees.
Mm-hmm, and it's going to wait till the weekend. Overnight lows of 73, clear skies. Tomorrow calls for 105. Overnight lows of 73. Friday night, we're going back up to 107, and Saturday 108. Sunday 107. Good news though is that when we progress to next week, the forecast, when we have the Iron Man and all the thousands of people that are going to come through Reading, we're down under 100 digits. Hopefully
that'll
forecast will stay with us. But anyway, just be ready now for these, very hot, you know, you may have to at nighttime soak a little bit more your plants and that kind of thing because it's that dry, hot heat.
Okay.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, the Kinney family, three generations strong, always giving seniors and veterans special discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, went out yesterday. When you get a good farrier, you make them happy. Or you try to make them happy. You can't make them happy, but you can provide an atmosphere where they're happy. And, we've had the same farrier shoers, Kelly and Kevin Morrill. And Kelly, shows up for work, false eyelashes, all made up. She is so good. The first time that she shod, Odina pulls back and cuts her hand. I mean, it's bleeding, and she duct tapes it.
Yeah.
And right then, I fell in love with her.
She was a toughie.
She is a toughie. So yesterday, they're out there, and I had to leave because Asphalt Cowboys were having their luncheon.
Right.
Because they're getting ready to launch their big their barbecue, the tri-tip, in September. So they held a media luncheon yesterday. Well, I'd left the stables. I literally just walked in to the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse. I get a phone call. It's Kelly. And she says, you got to get back here right now. And when she said that, all I could picture was the horse had exploded. That, you know, I mean, that somehow, I mean, something had happened. She got loose and she's running. She's running down the road. Anything, these thoughts flashed through your mind. And she said, you left your wallet here. And I did, because the check was in the wallet. And I put the wallet on the hood of the truck and I just wandered off. I said, no, I said, I'm getting, she says, well, look, tell me where you are and I'll just bring it to you. And how sweet is that? And she and Kevin are going to drive all the way in and bring me my wallet. I said, no. I said, you see where the buckets are over there, the galvanized buckets with lids on them? Yeah. Just go over and put it in one. And so, because everything's safe out there, but then at least I know where it was at. And she says, okay, I'm here. Okay, I buried it in it. And I'm thinking, well, that's going to be good for the cards and everything else in there. And but anyway, that was the end of the on the horseshoeing. But they're just wonderful people, and busy, so busy. I think all the good shoers are real busy. All right,
anyway,
that's it.
Okay, so Brian is here for the first segment. Let's just say, Brian, you are
birthday.
With Reading Rodeo Association. We know you through that, but before that.
Yes.
So good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you and happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing by the wonderful donuts.
Carl's favorite.
I know, but how about you? What's your favorite?
Glazed.
Oh, glazed donuts?
Yep.
Okay. It must be like an August 5th thing.
He had them in our birthday, old we are. He had donuts made with our birthday age on them. Cool. All right.
You've been a good friend. You know what? You've been somebody.
You guys are too.
Been somebody that we can count on. You know, like we can ask you to come to things and you show up and you've got a can-do attitude and you're just a great guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Well, okay. I tell you what. And then the day starts. They're doing something next door that takes a truck, a pickup truck, and a trailer. Yesterday, they had blocked me off from coming in, and so we discussed it, and they moved their truck. So I got, you know, enough so I could get my truck through. So today, we come wheeling in Linda's car. Same thing. They'd blocked us off. Well, I wasn't as happy this morning, and I just said, hey, look, guys, you can't just block off, you know, the only driveway through here. Well, you know, we can't move the truck anymore. I said, well, you did yesterday. And then, you know, so it wasn't getting heated, but we were all, I was expressing myself. And, well, just turn around and go around the block. And I went, no, because I said, I would have if I had seen you. So while I'm talking to them and everything had settled down and all, I turn around and look, Linda had already gone around the block and had parked.
Well, yeah, you got to just adapt. I learned from the best.
Improvise, adapt, and
overcome. I went in the back way.
But that's not the thought is, they know people have got to get through there. So you can jackknife that truck and move that trailer back.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah, you don't need to get upset on the day of your birthday.
I pulled the gun once.
Yeah.
Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Not funny. Okay, here we
kidding.
Go.
Okay. Well, good. Well, let's.
Well, happy birthday, and let's move on from the problems of the parking lot.
Let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're with Arthur Gorman.
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win. Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang, a legendary car, and a massive win. Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th. Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 cash. A brand new Mustang. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll be right back.
Dr. Gorman is fighting for parental rights, academic excellence, and education, not ideology. Join his fundraiser Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Dinner, prize drawings, live auction. Cashless and easy. Help us reach more voters and defend our kids' future. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Author Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education, 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteAuthorGorman.com. That's Vote, A-U-T-H-U-R, Gorman.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to our beautiful, Wednesday edition here, Carl Bott's birthday.
Well, it's Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, that's right.
But, streaming worldwide on KCNRradio.com. And you can go to our website, and if you've missed a show or you say, wait a minute, I need more information, I didn't hear it all, just go to our website and go to our programming and for our show, and the archives are in there. In fact, archives go all the way back to our first show. Like 480 pages back to our first show. All of our local shows are archived. And so you can go back to any of our local shows and find them. Our guest is Arthur Gorman, who is running for the Shasta County Board of Education, Area 2. Good morning, Arthur.
Morning, Carl.
Sorry to take your first few minutes here.
No worries.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey. Tell us a little bit about you so people get to know who you are.
Yeah. Arthur Gorman.
Yes, ma'am. So I grew up in Palisadro on 10 acres out there. My grandpa built a house after the Watts riots in L.A. They moved up here because he liked to hunt and fish and all that stuff. So they moved up here. He was a plumber. He's out there. His name was Dick Gorman. Some people know him from back in the day. So I grew up here, born in 1982 at Mercy. I work at Mercy now. Been there for 17 years. I've been helping out in the community. Before as a nurse, I worked in restaurants, bartended, did all that kind of stuff. Raised my family here. I have three kids, Abby, Eli, and Desiree. Abby's 21, going to nursing school. Eli's going to senior year. Desiree's going into junior high.
Yeah.
And I have an amazing wife, Katie. We've been married for 22 years, been together even longer than that. So high school sweethearts.
Wow.
So we really like to give back to our community before we're involved in any of this kind of political stuff. We did Upward Sports. I ran a sports league. It started out with 75 kids, went up to 360 coaches. We had an amazing experience with that. Then COVID kind of locked us down. If everybody remembers 2020,
Oh, gosh, yes.
We were going to start our Upward football season.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, you can have teams of 50 people on the field practicing. No, 25, no 10, no. You can only have 5 people on the field. Mm. Eventually, they shut us down. I was working as a nurse. Most of the time, I work in the ER, ICU, that kind of stuff. And I'm on the infection control team.
Wow.
I got sick with COVID March. And that's when my birthday is, so I got a birthday present. In March of 2020,
that was your birthday present, COVID?
Went into the rooms to help the people. I ended up being on oxygen for 5 weeks at home.
Really? It was that bad, COVID?
COVID, let's not mistake this. COVID was real.
Oh, yeah. No, it was real.
The actions of our government, though, were so heavy-handed. And so, this is just my opinion, we're heavy-handed and overboard. I realize there was fear out there, but we are still paying for that COVID. And what happened is, and now you're having, you know, these hearings and all that. You know, I don't know if you watch them or pay attention to Fauci, 111 times pleaded the fifth, even though he'd been pardoned by Biden, you know. But here's the thing about it is, my concern is that we get a real bad one. You know, it makes
well,
COVID,
that's a real bad one.
Well, no.
5 weeks on oxygen.
Well, yeah, you know, for some people. And it does. And we have people that have got long COVID, so I mean, they still got it. But I mean, something comes through and it's killing a lot of people fast. The people kind of maybe have they lost faith in the government to run something like this? That's a byproduct of what happened with COVID. But you obviously believe in COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I believe.
Well, I always believed in COVID. Oh, I always believed in COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, 5 weeks on oxygen, so that just changed your world.
Yeah. I was on oxygen. My wife was on oxygen. But the kids, no oxygen. They weren't even sick. They were out swimming in the pool, having their best life. School was canceled, so what they had to do, you know? Distance learning was kind of over. So
your wife was as well. So the two of you guys are on oxygen at home.
Yeah, but she continued working because school had ended. But she was a kindergarten teacher. So she was teaching kindergarten on Zoom. Mm. Imagine how that went. But
it went over big, I'm sure.
But she took her oxygen off, would be on Zoom with her kids, would put her oxygen back on.
How did you
she was on oxygen too then.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
How did you get, after 5 weeks of being on oxygen, the after therapy of getting your lungs back? That's a long journey.
So I like to study. I have my master's in education and my nurse practitioner as well. Hard work, determination, perseverance. But you really have to own it. You have your own personal responsibility of getting yourself better because you have to research. Not everybody's going to hand it to you, right?
Right.
So you have to go online. You have to listen to the experts. And really, it was testing yourself every day.
Okay.
I could have just sat there on oxygen and not done anything.
Okay.
Kind of rotted.
Yeah.
Or I could have said, you know, I want to get off of this oxygen. I was on 2 liters. I kept on walking, kept on going around the house, testing myself, seeing how far I can go every day outside. Eventually was weaned myself off of the oxygen, didn't need any oxygen anymore, and went back to work. But the, you know, first 12-hour shift of my life was probably lasted like an eternity. I didn't even know if I could make it through.
Oh.
But, you know, it took anybody that has a bad disease like that or has to recover from a pneumonia.
Right.
It's going to take you 3 to 6 months to recover.
Right.
It's
but that's determination. That was determination to get, you know, like a pro athlete trying to get past an injury.
100%.
But for your lungs, that just when we think about, you know, we take for granted just breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do that are free, cheap, easy, and free for breathing exercises.
Wow.
Yeah. So that happened. After we recovered and got better. But it wasn't the government that came and saved us or helped us out. It was our church. It was our neighbors. It was our family. You know, so many people started a meal train so we didn't have to cook. They brought in plastic silverware and plates so we didn't have to do dishes.
That's the kind of place that Redding is. And if you remember when the car fire hit, that Redding, California was you know, top of the list of the most giving communities. You know, we try to help each other out here. So, and I'm so happy that that occurred for you, but it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, if you know what I mean. Because, you know, other things are happening. There are meal trains going right now for people that have just lost somebody and all of this. But I'm glad you recovered.
No,
so it's full recovery and all that.
Yeah, full recovery. Yeah. I have all the antibodies to prove it. I kept on testing my antibodies, and they kept on going higher and higher and higher. So
So if COVID comes back, can I just like reopen a vein and let me drink part of it?
Yeah,
sure. Your blood there,
yeah,
so I'll do
that.
So we'll be covered.
That's right.
I guess if you get it, you should. You know, we took. I think we got two shots. We got the first shot and then the second shot, and that was it. Because my doctor, he said, "Oh, you can get a third shot." And I said, "Are you getting a third shot?" And he didn't answer. So I figured that was the answer. So those are that produce the antibodies and all this. Now, they said I tested positive for COVID once. You know, when I went in, they just did that test.
They called me
like 3 days later.
Yeah, it was out
at the VA.
It's a drive-through swab.
And they said, I said, I feel fine. Well, do you notice anything? I said, well, yeah, I blew my nose some, you know. And when did that happen? And I said, well, it started last week. And they asked me if, can you stay isolated for 3 days? Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
I said, I sure can. So Linda got to run everything, and I just stayed in the house, you know.
But Arthur, again, we're on the phone with, we're in the studio with Arthur Gorman. I think that just what you just shared with us was resilience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was your resilience.
See, I had no idea it hit you like that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this first, and we're going to take a break because it has an impact on what we're going to talk about today. There's an article in the Shasta Scout, and I don't know if you've seen it. It just came out today. How many openings there are, and the period to file nominations documents, it's going to close Friday. It's the 7th at 5 p.m. It'll be extended through August 12th for all candidates in a race. Should be an eligible incumbent fails to file by that period. But what they're saying, the majority of local races for school district boards and special district boards across the county still had fewer candidates in open seats or no candidates at all. Now, I'm not going to read out all of them because there are so many of them, but school districts, there's got to be 25 school districts in here that don't have enough candidates running.
And we need more.
That's as of July 31st. Now, and then special districts, it's another 25 or more. And these are examples. Cottonwood Fire Protection District, Igo Ono Community Service District, Mayor's Memorial Hospital District. For the school districts, it starts with Antelope Union and goes all the way through the Siskiyou County Board of Education. So it's Millville, Mountain Union, Oak Creek. So many of them don't have them. So, Arthur is running, as I said, for the Shasta County Board of Education Area 2. Are you surprised that so many of these are open?
No, I'm not surprised. I've been on the board for 4 years, and part of our responsibility, if they don't get a quorum or they don't get a majority, is one of us have to go sit on that board. So we could be on multiple boards, so I'm encouraged, so I don't have to be on multiple boards.
So somebody has to go to those boards.
Right, we have to make sure that there's a majority on that board. That's one of our
responsibilities. Enough to vote.
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea it was that short of people that were running like that. Okay, we're here with Arthur Gorman, a candidate for Shasta County Board of Education Area 2, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Age has its perks, and at Wind River Resort and Casino, Wednesdays are all about you. Calling all players 50 and better. Join us every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Nifty 50 Plus Senior Day. Earn 5 times the points while using your free River Club card on your favorite slot machine. Just check in at the River Club and you're all set. Why earn points? You can build up free slot play, free prizes, and more. For more information, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right, having a good time. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Tonight, okay, I've been talking about this. I saw Sheriff Johnson yesterday. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office wants to invite all the public and media to a community meeting tonight to discuss the proposed corrections and rehabilitation campus. Sheriff Johnson's going to present project specifics, address concerns, and engage in a question and answer session following the presentation. It's a good thing he's armed. I'm exaggerating there, you know.
Second time you brought that up today.
Okay, sorry. It's my birthday. Do not correct me. The community meeting is going to be held tonight at 5:30 in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chambers. It's going to be probably pretty crowded, so I would get there probably early if you want to get a seat. this is a very important part. This has raised a lot of concerns in the community. Nobody, either side, disagrees that we need a corrections and rehabilitation campus. The idea is great. Thank you, Mike Johnson, for this. Right now, it's the location everybody's fighting over. So that's going to be at 5:30 tonight, and I'm going to say this again at 8 o'clock. Our guest is Arthur Gorman's running for Shasta County Board of Education Area 2, which is everything out of the city of Redding, Bernie, Fall River. Fall River's in there?
Yep.
Yeah, Fall River.
French Gulch.
French Gulch. And I just talked about there's so many open seats.
Did you say
not
I
just
go?
On
I
yeah.
go.
Yeah. on the school board, but also in the special districts. People, not enough candidates or no candidates. So what made you run?
Right, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
So you know, my wife is a teacher. She has her master's in education. I've been in the classroom with her, so she's been there for like 20 years. So I've been involved in education, even though I'm a nurse, you know. So COVID came, and then we wanted the schools open up. As parents, we wanted our kids to go back to school. We wanted the masks off of them, especially when they're playing volleyball and soccer. That was ridiculous. And we wanted the education to continue because Zoom was not working for kindergarten like my wife was doing, and it wasn't working for anybody else. And we were having a lot of learning loss. Kids were just checking out and leaving the Zoom and doing whatever they wanted to do. They weren't focused on education. So we went to every school board trying to get them opened up. And they would just pass the buck. They said, no, it's not our problem. It's the city council's problem. And the city council would send us to the board of supervisors. And the board of supervisors would send us to the assembly and the senate and the congressmen. And everybody turned around and said, no, the jurisdiction and authority lies on the school board to open up. We even had a bunch of court cases where we sued Newsom. And Newsom's own lawyer said that it is not their responsibility or jurisdiction over the schools. We just passed policy. The schools are actually enforcing it, and they are liable for anything that happens. So then we went back to the school, and we got the schools to open up once they understood their jurisdiction and authority. But we thought we could be reasonable as parents and go to the schools and say we'd like our kids to go back to in-person learning, and that they would listen and understand, because even the teachers in the classroom understood that they were experiencing a lot of learning loss. A lot more services were needed. A lot of more speech therapy was going on because the kids weren't learning to read. They weren't learning to see and visualize how a teacher was reading to them, how they were speaking. And we saw the learning loss in real time. So I just looked at the school boards. There's 24 different school boards in Shasta County plus the County Office of Education. And I said, well, we need to run. So I ran for the County Board of Education. I won my seat. I beat out two incumbents. I worked my butt off, walking and knocking, going to do speeches, town halls, all that kind of stuff, going on radio shows and podcasts. And we got 12 of our other friends to run too, and they won their school board seats throughout the county. Since then, we've helped 30 people win their school board seats for the last 4 years across the county as well, because we understand it's not going to be just one person when they run. You need 24 school boards. That's almost 40 seats up every 2 years. And if you want parents represented on the school board, parents need to run. So we have to take back our responsibility and actually run for these seats. If we can't just complain on the sidelines. We got to get off the sidelines and into the action and make these changes. So we looked under the hood and we saw that in California, over 50% of children cannot read at grade level.
At grade level.
We saw that over 60% of children cannot do math at grade level.
At grade level.
And Shasta County is on par with the rest of the state. The state, under Prop 98 in 1988, the voters said they wanted to fund education. So we spend 40% of the state budget, which is $150 billion, on education in the state. And we have the worst outcomes, more than any other state, and we spend the most money. And so we said, well, we need to take back our responsibility and authority, not only to be accountable, but to partner with parents, and that we need academic excellence and we need to get focus on education. So we don't want indoctrination. We don't want any of that. We want our kids to be able to read, because if they can read, they can do anything. And it starts at kindergarten and goes all the way up. And in Shasta County, we have a lot of problems. We're talking about the jail. I believe that if we focused on education and focused on our children right here in Shasta County, we wouldn't have the problems with that jail locally, because kids could read. They would be prepared to go into military service, start a trade, start a business, or even go on and become a professional and go to college. And that's what our job is as parents.
The whole secret, and I agree with you, Arthur, on this, is that reading is so important. And they've proven it. Study after study, being able to read gets you to that next level. Yes, math is also very important, but the ability to read at level, that's, you know, they did away with SAT tests for colleges and universities, and now they're bringing them back, you know, and somebody, well, it's not fair. Well, it's come up then with something that's fair. But at least you can see if the kids can read and understand. It's reading and understanding, and which is so important. Can you read and understand a question or a problem? And if you can't read well enough, you're not going to get the problem solved.
100%.
And then where are you in life? And we're cheating. We're cheating our kids if we don't get them to those levels.
Yeah, and we started an initiative a few years ago on the County Board of Education, our Power of Reading initiative, because we saw what was happening in California.
Yeah.
So we looked across the other states to see what they were doing. There was something called the Mississippi Miracle and other things they're doing in Florida.
Mississippi has got higher grades, one of the highest scholastic ratings in the country.
Mississippi Miracle. Tell us about it.
Well, it's way above California, New York. I mean, they don't spend the money that we spend. And that's, I couldn't remember if it was Mississippi or Louisiana. Yeah, the Mississippi Miracle.
They decided to focus on reading and comprehension. There wasn't any kind of magic out there. It wasn't like this new technology that just came out. Teachers actually knew in the classroom, like my wife in room 11 knew how to teach reading.
Okay.
Right? So reading, you would, in kindergarten, you would have the kid read, and then you would read to the child.
Right.
And it was just leading by example.
Right.
The kid needs to see you articulate your language, right? They would see you speaking English, reading the words. They would have the book in front of them, and then they would read.
Okay.
And so what we started with the Power Reading Initiative is we have reading buddies. You know, they're vetted,
right,
background checked and everything. So in the Shasta County programs, what we did, we have the reading buddy. They partner with the child. The child reads to the reading partner. The reading partner reads to them. And now every child that has participated in our program read and comprehends at or beyond grade level, just like they did in Mississippi. So it's not something that we need to spend millions of dollars on. Teachers actually, if they could do their job instead of having to focus on all this admin stuff, could teach it in the classroom. We already have the structure. We already have the Power of Reading available. We just need to rely on the teacher to do their job and be allowed to do their job.
And that's the big thing, is being allowed to, you know, to teach. But over the years, teachers have become surrogate parents. And the reading also, it's so important that parents have got to be involved in the education of their children.
Yeah, so we partnered with the Dolly Parton Reading Library in uh-huh. First Five Shasta to bring that in. And if you go to the Shasta County Education website, you can log on there, find the Dolly Parton, and you can see if you're eligible to receive free books that are mailed right to you.
Wow.
So you can read with your child at home.
That's amazing.
So that's the other thing, like we talk about. Parents have to take the responsibility back. There's so many things going on. There was some meme or something that came out, and this lady was saying how she couldn't stand to be with her children. And homeschool parents especially, how could you be with your kids all day? Like, we had kids because we wanted to love our kids. We wanted to nurture our kids. We wanted to raise them and bring them into the next generation. And hopefully they're going to take care of us. So that's the power of being a parent, is that responsibility. You need to take back that responsibility for your own children and teach them how to read at home.
And that would be great if you could. But if they don't, we have to empower our teachers and our education system to be able to, you know, if it means focusing, you know, on that reading part, especially in the early years. And so it gives them that boost up so they can go into middle school and then into high school with the ability to understand, read, and comprehend what's going on around them.
Yeah.
I mean, the meme I saw about homeschooling, or this meme said, my kid's teacher got fired for being drunk and yelling at the kids. Yeah, I'm homeschooling, you know. I'm just surprised, you know, the Mississippi Miracle that you're talking about, how it raised up the reading comprehension and other things, because once reading goes up, everything else goes up.
We love the movie Coach Carter.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that every school district has that capability.
Yeah,
every school district has the same capability that Mississippi has. And, I mean, if it's working there, it seems like that the vaulted board, you know, State Board of Education would take a look at it and try to, you know, to emulate at least parts of it. Do they at all?
You know,
is the State Board of Education upset about the fact our kids can't read?
No. And let me tell you how, because one of the reasons I ran for the county board, and this is probably true at the State Board of Education, is the teachers in the classroom, you could talk to all of them, say, how relevant is the County Board of Education to me? What have they done for me lately? As a teacher in room 11 that can't even get pencils or supplies to teach my children, how important is teaching children? The State Board of Education cares more about bureaucracy and top-down approach, and it never trickles down to the classroom where the children are actually the ones receiving education. In the County Board of Education, we get a lot of grants over. We have almost a $200 million budget. And like another reason I ran is I want to make sure that every teacher has can get pencils. Every teacher in the classroom doesn't have to spend their own money. So it's a lot of bureaucracy that is the top-down approach. But as elected officials, we're supposed to see the root of the problem and get the resources directly to the classroom, get the resources directly to the teachers so that the students benefit, the parents can partner with the teachers for the education.
Okay.
So if they actually cared about education,
sure,
they would be seeing what goes on in the classroom and getting the information right from the teacher and the parents.
Okay. We're here with Arthur Gorman. He's running for Area 2 for the Shasta County Board of Education. He's an incumbent. He's running for re-election. Excuse me, it was the donut. And this is very appropriate for right now. Reading Heating and Air is hosting their annual backpack drive to support local families, offering free backpacks, school supplies, haircuts, and a high-energy community celebration. Now, Eric Kerwiski was on, the owner of Reading Heating and Air, and he talked about it on the air. So he came from a very poor family, and he believes so much that a kid going to school that first day, if they've got pencils and pens and scissors and a pack to put their stuff in and all those kind of things, it starts the kid off on the right foot. And so he does this, he and his wife do this out of love, and last year they gave away 350 packs with school supplies. Now, also this year, the haircuts for kids when they go back to school, boys and girls, free water bottles, and also having the free water slides and bounce house in on that, and free food and refreshments. It's going to be this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 840 Commerce Street, Reading Heating and Air headquarters. That's in between Hilltop in Larkspur, right there. But like you said, teachers having to buy it, and parents get a list of stuff. You know, well, the Kerwiskis are providing. He said this year they've got 500 backpacks, and they give away every one of them. So it gets the kids that confidence and kind of maybe enthusiasm. They got their pack, and they're all different packs, and the kids get to pick them out. So, that's going to be this Saturday. And if your kids are going back to school and you need a little bit of assistance here, come on down, Saturday from, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. down to Reading Heating and Air headquarters at 840 Commerce Street. It's a great thing they're doing for our community. And we'll be right back with Arthur Gorman.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Everybody calls us State Alliance.
Yeah. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
I gonna be hearing these today, buddy. Good. I love it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. With Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Nothing about fixing windshields that Jeff does not know. Went to all the schools, but he's got like 25, 30 years of on-the-job experience also. It brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, and he fixes it, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Not sure? How about a free inspection and analysis by a master windshield repair specialist? Just bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we're here with Arthur Gorman, who's running for Shasta County Office of Education Area 2, which is everything outside of Redding, Bernie, Fall River, and all that. You've been there 4 years.
Yes, sir.
What's the board accomplished in the last 4 years?
So some things.
It doesn't have to be everything, but you know, your top 20.
Yeah, top 20. So we already talked about the power reading initiative that we did because we saw that kids in California were not reading at grade level. And so what we did was we started the Reading Partners, and now the kids that are in our program, hopefully the rest of the county will model it too, are reading at and beyond reading level and comprehension.
Uh-huh.
Then we started our substance abuse initiative because fentanyl is a really bad problem across America and in California and in Shasta County. And we have people that have suffered from fentanyl overdose, all that kind of stuff. So we got a grant for Narcan. We trained all of our employees on how to do Narcan, even the bus drivers. And unfortunately, a few years ago, there was a kid who was in the newspaper, you can look it up, that somehow came in contact with fentanyl or opiates before he got on the bus and was experiencing an overdose. And the bus driver, with the training that was provided and the Narcan that we had available, was able to administer the Narcan, revive the child, send him to the appropriate hospital and everything, and the child recovered. But without that, the kid would have walked onto the bus, overdosed, and who knows, the outcome would have been poor.
And how kids get fentanyl. Fentanyl's out there, and sometimes you walk into a room, or as you said earlier, you run your hand across a surface, and you've got fentanyl on you. And the invention of Narcan just saved countless lives, hundreds of thousands of lives over the years.
Yeah. And we don't.
And the fact that you've got your people all trained, it's a shame.
It is a shame.
It is a shame, but this, you know, it's reality too.
Yeah. And we saw that problem, and we want to address it firsthand, just so that children in our programs and everybody, it's available to all the other school districts as well. So if they want training,
are they using it, or do you know?
They can. Other schools do have that availability.
Okay.
And
training and everything.
With the grant we do provide, we have a bunch of professional development that they can take advantage of.
Okay.
And so I was glad that we could save a life in Shasta County with that. And then everybody remembers Uvalde shooting. That's another thing that I campaigned hard on 4 years ago about safer schools. And so we didn't have a safety director before, but we saw the importance, and the people in Shasta County really want their children protected while they're at school. Not everybody can have their gun at school because of the state law and whatnot, but you can have security officers that have and we can have school safety officers. So what Ayla Tucker is doing at the county Office of Education is amazing work. She's partnering with local law enforcement and the school resource officers and other people to have a common knowledge when it comes to your school district, especially when perhaps somebody's up to no good there. Most of the time it's like an irate individual, maybe they're on fentanyl or a drug or whatever, and they're walking past the school, and security needs to be on high alert for these folks. But hey, say something like a fire or something else happens and needs to be evacuated, or heaven forbid, you know, an active shooter situation, and we need to eliminate that person. We have Ayla Tucker working with at an annual conference with our local folks on a monthly basis to have a common knowledge when they enter that school that they know the building. A building might say like 845 or different things that are on that school, but they have a map, and this is, according to law enforcement and those folks, this is building one, this is building two. So they can strategically go into that, help out the students and the staff members and eliminate the target as soon as possible so that our children are safe. So we solve the problems with the reading, the math, the substance abuse, and the school safety, and we tackled those hands-on, and that's what your representative should do.
Okay. Especially on the, the safety of the students in school. Unfortunately, there's been these incidents, and I think every school should have a school safety officer in 100%. The sense that, school resources officer, where it's a policeman, and they're armed.
Exactly.
And just protect our kids. And tactics have changed for the police that now, as soon as they get there, they go in, where they used to do a cordage around it and all that. Now, when they're showing up, they're going in straight for the shooters. So, and they've learned the hard way on that. So I'm glad that that's being addressed so seriously.
Thank you. And then just so everybody's aware.
Well, what do you want? We only got like a minute left. Okay. What's the biggest thing you want to accomplish in your next term here if you win?
So next term with winning is to finish those things off, because we started them and we need to finish those and get those ready. But the biggest thing is getting kids up to grade level on reading comprehension and math, because it's a big problem. And we've started the process, but the goal is to get all 24 school districts up and running so that they can read, they can comprehend, because if you can read, you can do anything. So if you want to check my website out, Vote Author Gorman, com. I'm there. I'm having an event on August 28th as well, because campaigns unfortunately cost money. You have to buy yard signs, walk and knock, all that fun stuff. So
cards, nice cards.
Oh, thank you.
They are Spartan type cards. You know, they're basic, got the information.
That's right.
There you go.
Straight to the point.
No pretty things on it. Just info. Well, Arthur, thanks a lot for being by
with us.
And, you know, the fact is, we as a community, maybe we need to get more involved. What we do as a community, need to get more involved in our schools.
Right. Run for school board.
And you can't complain about it if you've got the opportunity maybe to make a change.
That's so right. Hop
into that. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we've got Reading Police Department with us, and we're going to be talking Iron Man and more. And we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A leftist victory in Michigan. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports Abdul El-Sayed has won Michigan's Democratic U.S. Senate primary.
El-Sayed will face Republican Mike Rogers, who ran unopposed in the Republican primary, in a November matchup. El-Sayed, a former health official, campaigned on Medicare for All, halting military aid to Israel, and campaign finance reform. He has support from progressive leaders, including Senator Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It was a much slimmer victory for El-Sayed than pollsters, pundits, and many in the media expected. He defeated Congresswoman Haley Stevens, the establishment-backed candidate, by just 1 point. It was predicted that he would win by double digits. Elsewhere, former Salem talker Chris DeGaulle has won the Republican congressional primary in Missouri, solidly red, 6th congressional district. President Trump says it's clear the Democrat Party is in disarray.
They've got a party. It's a mess. I think it's a mess. I think they should form another party, the Communists of America Party.
Mr. Trump says a deal on the Strait of Hormuz could come as early as today or perhaps tomorrow. A man who was arrested at the president's L.A. area golf course pleading not guilty to all charges.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says 38-year-old Janine John Taylor was taking photos and video and had a 16-round magazine with ammunition in his pocket. Authorities recovered a loaded pistol in his car. Taylor was arrested Sunday after appearing to monitor security preparations at Trump National Golf Course, 2 days before the president's fundraiser there.
And that's correspondent Mike Hempin reporting. A rally is underway this morning on Wall Street, adding to yesterday's gains. The Dow is up 534 points, while the S&P 500 index is ahead 16 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Seoul is under South Korea's most severe heat warning ever. High heat and excessive humidity making conditions dangerous.
It's hard to overstate just how unusual this is. It's almost surreal for someone in South Korea to see the numbers 40 when they look at forecasts. But that has been the temperature in the southern region for the past week. The southern city of Yangsan had reached a high temperature of 42.5 degrees Celsius, which is the highest ever on the record since South Korea has started modern record keeping.
The capital, Seoul City, for the first time is having its severe heat warning. This is the highest heat warning in South Korea's system. This is when the temperature hovers above 35 degrees Celsius for at least 2 days. It feels like 38 degrees Celsius here.
The BBC's Jay Kwan says among the 38 people who died in the Japanese earthquake, a woman who developed heat stroke while taking shelter in a car. News and analysis, townhall.com. Jalapenos off the menu at Chipotle.
Jalapenos could potentially be tied to a salmonella outbreak. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed an outbreak there is tied to several Mexican-style quick service restaurants, and jalapenos are the suspected source. Officials identified 110 cases in Minnesota, with Chipotle involved in most. Chipotle says it pulled the jalapenos out of an abundance of caution and replaced them with products from a different grower in all locations. Symptoms of salmonella poisoning include diarrhea, fever, severe vomiting, dehydration, and stomach cramps, but infection more severe in young children, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. I'm Ed Donahue.
SpaceX reporting a smaller loss than Wall Street expected, along with a surge in revenue in its first quarterly report issued as a publicly traded company. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And streaming live worldwide at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 5th of August.
Your birthday, Carl Bott's birthday.
Yeah, and I'm here working.
Well, you are being blessed.
Today. I am blessed. Upright.
People brought you a donut special with your birthday, like made in the form of the days of your birthday.
That was kind of cute. And thanks a lot, Brian. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
National days.
It's National Carl Bott's birthday.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's worldwide.
It is worldwide.
Okay. It's National Underwear Day.
That's right. Yeah, we've already discussed that in the first hour. And
it's National Work Like a Dog Day.
And we have two examples of that sitting across from us right now.
It's National Oyster Day.
Oyster Day.
There's got to be something beyond that.
You know, those guys across from you might be able to do something about those guys out back blocking the...
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh, that's what I ought to do. RJ, I need you to enforce a law. Okay, we'll talk about it offline. Okay, you know, I do love raw oysters. I do.
And, me too. We just don't get them in Reading that often.
Yeah,
but
it's not that often. So.
So we need to know when a restaurant brings them in fresh. Well, I mean, we're not that far.
You can get them
it's
over here.
It's not like
you
it's get we're them in the Midwest here. And they got to fly someplace.
Yeah, you can bring them over in a couple of days. Yeah, you know, yeah. Try and keep them on ice. Okay, what's weather?
I suppose we could get them at R&R.
I don't know.
And they're probably
well, they do have
know,
oysters.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. They do. I just don't. Okay. I don't want to deal with it. I want to go to a restaurant, be served. So there you go. Hey, 105 today is going to be our highs. Our high temperature overnight lows tonight will be 73. Tomorrow's calling for 105 once again. Now, Friday and Saturday, we go up to 107, and Saturday, we do have heat warnings with that, 108 on Saturday, Sunday, 107, and our overnight lows are on those hot days are going to be around 74, 73, and then on Monday, 103. As we progress next week, we get unders, which is thank God for Iron Man next weekend. We'll be hopefully, if this forecast stays true, we'll be under the triple digits. But for now, there is a heat warning here with these hot temperatures. Again, Friday 107 and Saturday 108. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned by the Kinney family, three generations strong. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793, where they always give seniors and veterans special discounts.
Great people, the Kinney family, that's for sure. I think they're having a family reunion someplace.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, our guest today from Redding Police Department is Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, and he heads up. Good morning,
Rob. Good morning, guys.
It's not your first time here. Heads up the Special Services. Is it Special Services Division?
Special Services Unit. That's what I manage. So it encompasses our traffic unit, crisis response team, neighborhood police unit, bike team, school resource officers, and the community cleanup program, which are the fine folks who go around and clean up the transient camps, keep our city clean, or try to keep our city clean.
Are those city employees that do that?
Yeah, that's our unit. Public Works helps pay for those positions.
Okay.
It's actually a function of theirs to keep the
But they're not sworn. I mean.
So, yeah, we have sworn officers go out because there are obviously some dangers
protection
these camps.
Absolutely.
And then we have, you know, work crews to go out and just constantly.
Do you have a wag here, a wild ass guess, on how many tons you've gotten so far?
You know, I don't know. I thought we were here to talk about Iron Man, but
well,
I get those figures for
you. No, because every time,
but it's a lot. It is
every time I turn around, it's another 25 tons of stuff out of one camp.
Yeah, so Sergeant Townsley runs that program. He's really good about keeping up on the camps and the complaints.
Wow.
And it's a game of whack-a-mole. We'll clean up an area and then move somewhere else.
Whack-a-mole. That's
it's the only way to describe it, really. But
yeah.
You know, it's important that we keep up with it.
Right.
Though, we didn't
oh, my gosh.
It really bad.
Except at the doggy park the other day. And they were cleaning up
were they?
A camp that you can't see from the road.
It's down
and
on
I
the other
like,
side.
And I was like, what
the
are those cars?
And I
saw, you know, chairs, and I can't believe the stuff that was coming out of there. And I was, wow, you know.
Well,
I don't know how many tons, or if there
does
was.
Does this ebb and flow on these camps, or is it always
constant.
Kind of constant?
It is very constant. It's gotten worse in the last number of years.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we are working a grant with the fire department to go do outreach for fire prevention.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a problem. Well, you recall around before the 4th, the Mercy Canyon fire.
Yeah.
And
Mercy Canyon is always from a campfire there.
It's been a constant. Lost Lane, that's another big open space below Lake Boulevard.
Do you remember the fire that went, it was off the... what is that? That would be, goes up Market. No.
Lost Lane down there.
Lost Lane up there. But remember, it went through the whole canyon over to Tri Bay.
Yeah.
And that was because of unattended
fire. Yeah, you know, campfires and, you know, warming fires, whatever have it. And cigarettes, they smoke cigarettes, you know, just throw in some weed.
Yeah.
There'll be a number of things
to
start these fires.
Well, I'm glad that you're giving it a good fight. I'm sure that sometimes your sergeant wants to beat his head against the wall.
It's frustrating, but he keeps a pretty good positive attitude. You know, that's his function, and he does well at it. You know, it's just job security, really, at the end of the day.
Neighborhood policing unit, very important.
Yes.
I mean, that's another one that you all started, and it's been pretty successful too.
It has, yep.
Yeah, in fact, I think I just saw some, y'all just had a bust.
A few
days or a week or so.
It is a very proactive unit, meaning they go seek work, they find problems, and a lot of what we deal with running is unfortunately a drug problem.
Yeah,
we have a lot of drugs flowing here from down south, so they're on top of that. But then they're gonna then they'll be hopping on bicycles, patrolling the parks to resolve those issues, and then they'll be in the riverboat,
all that comes under your department there, the riverboat.
It's all special services, because everything else is just patrol. They're bogged down with calls for service in the radio,
sure,
and then detectives. So really, the only specialty units we have are under
you got them all.
Services, yeah. So we do everything, including traffic. RJ here next to me.
Well, we're going to get to RJ right after the break here.
Oh, yes, we will.
Yeah, it gives us more time to search his Facebook post and that secret Instagram he has. I'm sorry, RJ, it's your first time on.
Oh,
welcome,
my gosh.
Welcome to the show. Well, let's just take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only store in town that has its own display case with your name on it.
No, really, for all your jewelry needs, we always say that if you are wearing a jewelry all the time and your wedding ring or whatever jewelry and you the prongs can go bad, they can wear out, the hooks in the back of, so it's just you need jewelry repair and a place that you can trust. It is the only full-service jewelry store. Watch repair, stone placement, all of those things.
Jewelry
for
design.
And best in the North State for 4 years in a row. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
All my friends in Redding and Shasta County, it's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate is approaching 25 years in the business and helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. If you want to make the most money selling your home on time, just remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for big wins and high-stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. One season jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan-favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pools just keep growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Well, what we're going to do is going to wish him a bad birthday for a bad boy here. And on the phone, we have a very special person that's a good friend that wants to say something to you, Carl. Welcome. Good morning. You're on the air.
Carl.
I'm here.
It's Judy Sparkle.
Hi, Judy.
I'm just wondering if this all this heat is because you have so darn many candles on your birthday cake.
Yes, that has a lot to do with it. In fact, the sprinklers went off today when they lit it. So, thank you very much for that.
I mean, I can just see it everywhere. Bob's cake is on fire the whole time. Well, anyway, I just wanted to hope it's a good day and take the heat of your cake.
It's great, Judy.
Thank you so much,
okay.
Judy. Oh, I love you.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Hey, we're here.
Going to be getting that through the day.
Yeah, you know, Judy, you know, it's not like you're that far behind. It's 8:18 in the morning here on the 5th of August, and our guests are Reading Police Department Lieutenant Rob Carnero, head of the Special Services Unit, which is everything except patrol. And he brought with him R.J. Johnson from traffic, but acting sergeant in traffic, and he rides a motorcycle out there. He won't let me ride it around the block. I've asked him. Hey, RJ, tell us a little bit about
can't
you.
Can't get a ride along on that one.
You have not been on the show before. So
I have not, no.
Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, appreciate it. Born and raised down in Roseville, and then moved up to, call Red Bluff home, but moved up to the Reading area right out of high school about 10 years ago, or I guess 12 years ago now, aging myself.
Don't even go into aging yourself. So don't even bring that one up.
But, I became a police officer when I was 20 years old in the academy.
So when did you know you wanted to be a police officer?
It was a rare scenario. My wife's grandmother worked at the HR department in Red Bluff, and she said, hey, they're hiring CSOs. You should apply. And I had no idea what that even was, or never wanted to be a police officer. And so I looked what a community service officer was and thought, man, that's a good job. Benefits, time off, and all that stuff. So I applied and started my career as a community service officer. But the moment I did my first ride along, I knew that being a cop was what I wanted to do. It's something new every day. You wake up, put the vest on, and it's, you have no idea what your day is going to be like. From then, and like I said, started at Red Bluff PD, worked there for 4 years, and then transferred up here to Reading. Been here for 5 years, so enjoy every day of it.
So what made you want to be a motor officer?
I grew up racing outlaw carts at Red Bluff and in Chico, so I had a need for speed since I was young. Did that since I was 5, so this was just a natural thing. Once I learned that Reading had motorcycles, you know, Red Bluff didn't at the time, and I was like, this is my calling.
So. Well, how do you, share with our listeners the secret of how you stay cool on a motorcycle in this weather?
Yeah, so I actually got a water bottle holder and drink lots of water. Liquid IV element. But, yeah, just take breaks. We have these load-bearing vests. We can go back to the office, throw them off for 15, 20 minutes. Lots of shade. You'll see us sitting under trees or under overpasses.
You probably know what time of day and what throws the most shade.
Yes,
in your domain.
Yeah. They have these new vests, and I know you know about them. They're cooling vests that you see motorcyclists wear that are making these long trips. Are those things you can't have?
It's just hard getting on and off the bike every time.
Okay.
They're hooked into the bag. So if you're going for a long trip, those are life-changing. But when you're getting on and off the bike, it's just not practical. So.
All right. Now, one of the reasons that RJ is with us and Rob is the fact that we've got the Iron Man coming. And are you in charge of the traffic then for this extravaganza?
Yes. So fortunately enough, Iron Man has partnered with Highway Specialty. So Highway Specialty is the brunt of the traffic closures.
Okay.
The police side from traffic unit is more just there for security, help them out, making sure people are obeying the road closures, the road blockages and stuff like that. But Highway Specialty has I think their crew is like 130 people that are going to be at this event from all the closures. So.
Now, this is a private company.
Yes.
That people hire for these big events like this. Yeah. So, but they've got to also be, they've got to coordinate, obviously, with you all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have a list of every, is that what I see in front of you?
Yeah, I brought it here. It's also online on Ironman's website. It's really cool. They call it a impact letter, and so it's 2 pages. But this talks about the closures, the detours, and impacts.
I hope you can leave that with me. And I've seen the other one, because we're going to talk about it, and we've been talking about it. But briefly, can you explain what's going to happen that day?
Yeah, so it's going to start very early in the morning up at Whiskey Town. They're going to...
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
I think they launch their first swimmers at 6.
Yeah, so they'll bus people from Rabba. Rabba is going to bus all the athletes up to Whiskey Town. They'll start up there bright and early in the morning. And then, once they get off the water, the pros will start first, and they'll be coming in, you know, really quick off the water. And then they'll hop on the bikes.
So all the bikes are going to be staged at Oak Creek Bottom.
Yep.
Now, the road from Reading to... French Gulch.
Yeah.
closed?
There are delays. So they're not completely closed, but so they're going to be doing some, stoppages while the bikes are coming and then opening back up and then stoppages. So it's going to be intermittently closed. They're up on 299. So
be aware of that, my friends, at six, from probably six to,
yeah, I'd probably say, yeah, that's probably good.
Six to eight, 299 is going to have a lot of stoppages, and you got to be careful because it's going to be 1,600 people on bikes.
It's crazy. People from all over. There's a lot of pros that are coming. That
they got 11 foreign countries are here, too.
Yeah, a lot of folks.
Okay.
Yeah, so then the bike route, it's probably the most difficult because it just spread out from so many, it's a 50-something mile bike route, and it's just throughout all the outskirts of town and then down into Reading.
Okay, so they're coming in off 299. Mm-hmm. Where's their first big turn?
I think it's
Rock Creek.
Rock Creek.
Yeah. So okay.
They get off of Rock
to
Creek.
Iron Mountain to Keswick Oasis.
Okay, so when they're coming off 299, where is it? Rock Mountain they turn?
Rock Creek's right past Old Shasta. It's one of the, I think it's the first street right past, the historic buildings, Old Shasta.
Okay.
It's that road that goes north right there, and it eventually connects to Iron Mountain Road.
Got it. So they're going up the road, and they're heading north.
Yes.
And, okay, yep. I got it. For some reason, I thought they were coming back into town. I couldn't figure out how they were going to make that work.
They're going
north and then going that way.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and they really get into the city when they cross over on Oasis, from basically come out on Keswick Dam. They jog right there on Calexico onto Oasis. And then it goes a little bit outskirts of town off of Bear Mountain, Old Oregon Trail, gets it back out in the city, and then come back down Dry Creek. And then the really impactful part for the city is the, Hartnell Avenue. So that's...
Because they're going to end up at the Civic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're using the Reading Rodeo Association has, we're giving our, or we're loaning out our, clubhouse for their command and control there.
Oh, that's
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So they're going to be rolling in. They make their transition at the Civic. So they're all going to be rolling in there. They go from their bikes to running. Then where do they go?
Yeah, so then it's all contained on the river trail. So they have to do, I believe it's two loops on the river trail.
Okay, so they're going to be off the streets.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So that, once the bike portion's done, like I said, all the road closures, all the road impacts, those should all be lifted. The Civic will basically just be the hub of where everyone's at, and then the river trail.
Did they tell you about what time?
They expect, hopefully, the last biker to be into the Civic by 12:30. So they expect the first biker to be there around the pros around 9:30.
Yeah.
And then the last, they go in stages, but the last biker, the cutoff is like basically 12:30. So as they clear each place, right, so as they're up on Bear Mountain, as they come down Hartnell, as the last biker gets through Highway Specialty, starts their pickup, cleanup, and then the road.
Yeah. And they have sweepers on this that are behind the last ones.
Yep.
So everybody knows about it.
Yep.
So 12:30.
Yeah.
Now they're into the run and they're off the roads.
Yep.
They're just using our river trail.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Did they run up to the are they going up to the dam?
It's like two loops. They go out and then back around Turtle Bay.
Okay.
And they do that twice to be 13.1 miles.
13.1. And they're going to end up again at the Civic.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
That's the finish line. They'll have a big, barricades and finish line and all that.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, I thought when they came out of Whiskey Town, they were heading back into the city. And I was reading the things across. Well, how are they going
to
get there?
Originally, they were going to ride down to Cottonwood, through Happy Valley, and back through town. But RJ and I looked at it and some other folks, it was going to cause a lot of closures going through town. Then it was going to cross the railroad tracks, which we can't stop commerce.
Yeah.
So then they redesigned it to this design, which is much better, less impact on the city.
It's still the same distance they're going up downhills. Now, people that say, well, why would Reading have it here? Well, Reading isn't the one that chose the date. It was the Ironman people who chose the date. They know that the average temperature is over 100 here. It's like 104 that day.
But hopefully this weekend, according to the forecast, it's...
That's true.
Hey, that's why they call it the Ironman.
But that's it. No, but that's the reason. These people train for this. They've competed in hotter areas. So it wasn't Reading that chose it. It was the Ironman people. Next year, I think we're talking about maybe moving it to May, which might, make it easier. But we've got a 3-year contract with them.
Correct.
Yeah. And which is great because not only are we, I know it's a pain for 4 hours, 5 hours. Well, not a pain, but it you know, it interferes.
Yeah, it's an impact.
It's an impact.
Yeah.
Thank you. But it also brings in millions of dollars to our community.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see the economic boost. Yeah. But, you know, I think they did a good job of having it on a Sunday morning.
I think so.
You know, not a lot of commuting going on. As long as we let people know what's happening, yeah. I think people will just stay clear of those areas.
And we're going to be talking about it all next week and this week and next week. Just trying to, hey, if you're going to be here, why don't you wait? You know, wait till 10. If you're going up, you know, if you're going up 299, mm-hmm. you know, wait till they've cleared the area there and they'll be well gone by 10. I know. The Senator Johannes
came in
and gave Buford his cookie, and Buford's rolling around with it right now. So, we're here with Reading Police Department, Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, and Motor Officer, Traffic Officer, Acting Sergeant R.J. Johnson, and we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the new location of Submarama. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007, and I've never gone to another barbershop. Great haircuts, great people. I can make an appointment there two different ways. I can call them at 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy, go to Reading, and then Cypress Square Barbershop. They're great guys down there. And like I said, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and a great barbershop at that. It's man's last stronghold, and every haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop is American-made. And we'll be right back.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
To laugh until it hurts. The legendary Get Bringing is unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious.
No Hard Feelings Tour.
To the Wind River Event Center, Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody calls us a liar. Oh,
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire. What am I working on my birthday for? I should be out on that horse
right now. Oh, come
on. Anyway, 8:34 in the morning here on the 5th of August.
This isn't work.
You're right. It's 70. It's 80,
you or me.
It just changed to 80 degrees, going up to 105 today. So hydrate out there, my friends. And also, if you see somebody laying on the sidewalk, you might want to call 911, because that person laying there, if they're not moving and that sidewalk's 140 degrees, they're getting burnt. And so you might want to call, would it be 911, gentlemen, or somebody else?
Oh, you can always check on that person. It would be the smart thing to do, start out, see if they're okay.
Yeah.
If you can, or, you know, if you check on they're in distress, and sure, call 911 if you're just concerned about somebody.
Yeah.
You don't think it's an emergency, like maybe they're on drugs.
Yeah.
You but call just, it an emergency.
But just laying on the sidewalk can get, I understand, severe burns also.
Right.
So even if they drug themselves up.
Just depends on where they're at, like I said.
Yeah. They're on the grass.
Yeah.
And we're here with Reading Police Department Lieutenant Rob Canero.
God.
I'm only laughing because you're a very, I don't want to say funny. That's not the right word. But you're very laid back, if I can say that, for a police officer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, is that okay? It doesn't mean that you don't get bit quick, but.
Oh, yeah. I try to, you know, this job's hard.
That's what I meant to say, a sense of humor.
22 years, yeah, I've been at lots of ups and downs. It does affect your personality, how you perceive the world, but I've really focused on just being a normal person, detaching, unturning the switch off when I'm not here. You know, I've got a great family and great friends. I live a normal life. I have a lot of hobbies. So, you know, it's important, and RJ could agree, when you do this job, you really have to stay balanced.
Our other guest is RJ Johnson. He's an acting sergeant. He's in charge of the traffic for the Ironman triathlon that's coming in here on August 16th. I'm going to go back to that, Ron. What kind of hobbies do you have?
Oh, I'm a big outdoors man. Music.
Do you hunt or?
Yeah, hunt, fish, snow ski, mountain bike, you know, backpack, all that stuff.
And you said music?
Yeah, enjoy music.
You play an instrument?
Yeah.
Mm. What do you play?
I play bass guitar.
Mm. Yeah.
Group of guys I kind of grew up with. And
how fun.
Are you like a garage band, or y'all go out and do things?
Yeah, we've done a few shows here and there, mostly private parties and stuff. It's more just for us to have fun. It's hard to get together and really dial it in. So
that's wonderful.
Are most of your friends work in law enforcement?
No. I'm fortunate to have grown up here. So
Okay. Well, that's interesting. RJ, what about you? I mean,
you've
been a policeman your whole adult life. I mean, you're not even fully
not 20
formed
years
yet.
Like this guy.
Yeah. But what about you?
Yeah, no, same. I think it's really important to have hobbies outside of work and have friends outside of work. You know, we obviously love each other and that we work together, but at the same time, you need a break from your police friends and have other friends just to normalize yourself.
Yeah, it gives you a different outlook on things. And, and I think that's because being in service, the same thing. You know, you got a real tight group of people. I mean, your lives depend on each other. But you got to have other things outside that, too.
Absolutely.
You know, because you do need a different outlook.
Yep.
You know, things that you just hold as, oh, yeah, we all agree. And then you find out that, oh, but there's a lot of people that don't agree with this.
Correct.
And I'm not talking about anything serious. But, I mean, just, you know, what you
do
for fun.
I think a big part for me, too, is I'll go to events with off-duty with, you know, police friends. And they want to talk about work. You know, it's like, I'm not at work. I don't want to talk about work. It is a big portion of my life to where, you know, normal people, I call them normal people, normal friends, you talk about different things. You talk about your hobbies.
Yeah.
What's going on in your families, you know, and you can really detach from police work.
Right.
And get away from it for a bit.
I think you have to.
You have to.
Because you guys are in the middle of just horrible things. And I don't mean horrible things like shootouts, but you see things that none of us, and we don't want to see them.
Right.
You don't want us to see them. And so you got to do something like that. Well, I'm glad to hear that for both of you. Like that. Are you still running racing those? What you call them, monster cars?
Outlaw
what was
cars?
It?
No, I grew significantly and no longer really fit ideally into a mini outlaw cart. But now I got a couple kids and I'm sure we'll be right back into it. I was just looking at one last night on Facebook. So I'm sure I'll be back.
It's
there.
In your blood.
It's
in your blood.
But I golf. I enjoy golfing, and then I hang out, you know, like I said, friends.
You play golf?
Go Lake, yeah.
That's a good
one. You like that? You haven't played a long time, or you just picked it up you've been
just picked it up probably 2 or 3 years ago, but it's very addicting. And
it's humbling. It's very, very humbling.
One day you can be the, you know, the best golfer, and then the next day you can
be on the tour.
Exactly.
Next day.
Yeah.
Next day my hands turn into little pieces of stone. That's my handicap too.
Yeah.
My right one and my left one. So feel free to use that joke later. What would you say for all the officers there? I mean, this is a very well respected police department. But not just the community, but other police departments. Y'all have got really high marks and, just had the opportunity to hear that the other day. What about the rest of the guys and girls? Are they kind of like you all in the sense of a diffuse number of different friends, different hobbies? Would you say?
Yeah, there's all types. I mean, I run the SWAT team, and I'm really proud of a lot of our young officers in the SWAT team. I was on the SWAT team as a younger man and officer. These guys have taken it to the next level. They're very proficient with their firearms. They're studying the latest and greatest, you know, technologies and tactics. So a lot of them, younger officers, do spend a lot of their personal time training or focusing on this job. But that's normal because I did that too when I was young.
Yeah.
And I was very passionate about the job. I spent a lot of time off duty, you know, doing training on my own or reading about it or, you know, whatever it was, hanging out with friends. I think, though, for someone my age, 22 years in the game, you just kind of hit this point with the family where, like, okay, I've invested all this time in my career. You know, I need to focus on my family now and things. You kind of hit that wall. I'd say, what, RJ, 7 to 10 years. I don't know how long you've been on. But.
No, and I think also, like, you hit on it. Like, once you start having a family, it kind of changes, you know, things. You know, when you're single or married and you're, you know, all you're doing is going to work and shooting guns on the weekend and doing this and doing that, you know, and then you have your first kid, and now, you know, your friends that don't have kids can't hang, you know, you're home more, and so now you're starting to hang out with, you know, people that have kids, and so sometimes that, in my opinion, changes, you know, the dynamic.
Well, it has to, and it should.
Yeah.
It should. And I think that was the hardest part in people with kids in the military is that we deploy, and we deploy at a moment's notice in the units I was in. I mean, you see your family as you're packing, or you're picking up your gear because it's already packed. And you're leaving. You don't know how long you're gone for.
Yeah.
At least in your work, you pretty much know that, you know, you're coming home every night and being able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And but, yeah, a lot of pressure family-wise. So I think that's great that, you know, you all, and I imagine most police have at that point realized that kids change things for the good.
Oh, yeah.
The Well, you talk about our SWAT team. Do our SWAT guys go to special training in other areas, or is most of the training?
It's all certified. It's called post-certified through the state, and there's different abilities of the SWAT team. For example, we have snipers, we have breaching specialists, we have gas deployment or chemical agent deployment specialists, explosive breaching. So all these specialties we send people to school for a post, which is California certified school.
Yeah.
So they get the training, they get certified, they come back, they train the rest of the team. But there's a lot of training, a lot of investment that goes into our SWAT team.
Well, it's high profile.
It is, and it's not something you read about.
You can't make a mistake.
It's not something that gets used daily or that you read about, but they're there for when the big thing hits.
Yeah,
you saw Idaho just had an active shooter the other day, and things like that. So we have the benefit, in my opinion, running the team is that we have all these guys trained up. They're on patrol. Primarily, a lot of them, SWAT collateral assignments. So these guys are sprinkled throughout patrol daily, and they have those skills. So if something like an active shooter were to take place, those guys have the skills to respond and take care of business. And we also have the capability of the whole team if it turns into a SWAT call out where we need to start reaching gas deployment. So it's important that we have that ability, as a municipal police department to take care of our own and respond.
Well, yeah, they're there to be during the worst times.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, heads up the Special Services Unit, which is everything, not patrol, SWAT, neighborhood policemen, policing, traffic, picking up the trash unit, which is hugely
that's
important.
That's what we'll call it, pick
up the trash unit.
The Oscar of the Grouch unit.
Okay, and R.J. Johnson, who heads up, who is a motor officer, acting sergeant, and is in charge of the traffic for the Ironman triathlon that's getting ready to happen a week from Sunday, and it's big, and we're going to talk about it when we come back from this break.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio here. It's our last segment. We'll try and finish strong today.
All right, happy birthday, Carl. People are
so many people to thank, so little time.
Calling,
thank you.
And people coming in. Facebook is blowing up.
My phone's blowing up, which is good. I think I'll just throw it away. Hey, it's 8:50 in the morning. It's 80-plus degrees. It's going up to 105 today. Be aware of that, as everybody is. Don't leave anything in the back seat of your car that you want to have alive if you leave it for several hours.
Not even an X.
And our guests today are from the Reading Police Department, Lieutenant Rob Guarnero, heads up the Special Services Unit, I guess. Is it unit or department?
It's what a you call it? Unit. Okay. So it's out of field operations, and it just encompasses all the specialty units.
Everything, all the special units, bikes, neighborhood policing, motors,
the crisis intervention response team, they handle mental health issues, school resource officers.
That's been a big success.
You got your hands full.
The guys who go to these units, like RJ here, he's acting sergeant right now, are some of our best officers. They get those assignments for a reason, because they can be trusted to, you know, do the right thing. They're proactive. They're hard workers. So it's, in that sense, it's not a lot of trouble for me, because they're all experienced officers. It's just a lot to balance, knowing.
Yeah.
Like this week, I got to meet with the school resource officers because school is starting. I got to get a hold of all their administrators, and then we got Iron Man going on, and then the neighborhood police unit has things they're working. So it's
but they're out there running around arresting all these people. Can you guys slow down a little bit?
Yeah, they are. They're really busy. So I told RJ before we walked in here, I was like, man, I need a secretary, because I almost forgot about this show this morning, you know, just keeping everything
and,
straight.
I bet you anything it would be fun if you could I'm sure at a cocktail party or wherever you guys – about the most outrageous stories to get out of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. Linda so far hasn't found the right story. So
if, the RJ has one.
She makes her she breaks the law on the traffic cameras.
Oh, man.
And
I've done a California roll for years.
As soon as she's safe, myself. Yeah. Anyway, and we're talking about RJ, acting sergeant. Okay, let's go back to Iron Man here. It's going to start at 6. The people are going to start swimming at 6. That'll be the pros and everybody else goes. We're talking 1,600 applicants. We're talking, competitors at least. We're talking about all the people that are on their team. Some people will just be by themselves. Others will have 3-4 man teams, 5 man teams, person teams. Some of them are arriving as early as August 10th. So they're going to be coming in this weekend, become familiar with the road. So we need to keep ourselves alert because there's going to be a lot of people on the road before the 16th. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them out there the last couple months. I don't know, you know, if you guys have, but there's been bikers up and down, you know, the route and on Hartnell. And
okay.
So they've been practicing. They've been training. They've been.
Those are our local boys and girls.
I've seen people from out of the area.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah. The Ironman told us that people will be coming up from groups from San Francisco, stuff like that, to practice, to train. Like, they take the stuff serious. This is their.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these are their events they prepare for. And so, yeah, I would say that, you know, as citizens of Reading, the best thing we can do is welcome these people.
Be friendly, everybody.
Friendly, make them want to come back, make them appreciate Reading, because not just for this event, but for, you know, when they go on vacation or when they come, you know, where do they want to go? So this is an opportunity to shine and put on a good event for them, for the athletes, their families, and everyone that's spectating. Like I said, we got a 3-year contract with Ironman, which is huge, and I think it'll have a great impact.
Well, it's going to have a great financial impact, a huge financial impact here. It could be. They're talking $10-11 million. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty good for for an August day.
Yeah.
You know, and this is going to go on for the next 3 years. So I hardly agree with you. And it's one of the things Linda and I talk about is be friendly with these people and be friendly like you would usually are, guys. Yeah. I mean, don't get upset because they're coming in here for 1-4. In a half-hour period.
Don't put your horn
on a Sunday.
Honk on your horn and be impatient.
So, okay, and they're
mind
and
your
then,
manners.
And then from Whiskeytown, they're gonna go north on 299, make the turn at where?
They cross over. They go up, north on Keswick Dam, cross the dam there, and then they come over off onto Oasis, take Oasis for a minute, and then go up Bear Mountain, Dry Creek. And they come back down Airport, and then they're going to come down Hartnell, and they'll basically be
that's going to be cool.
Yeah, number one lane of Hartnell. So anywhere if you want to watch or hang out, you can be on Hartnell. They're going to be in the number one lane headed westbound on Hartnell, and then they're going to loop around Park Marina down by Aqua Golf, and then roll right into the Civic, hop off their bike on the grass, and put on their running shoes, or some of them I think just stay in the same shoes, and head on to the River Trail.
There you go, and. The last one should be finishing, we think, around 12:30.
Last bike, yeah, they're saying.
Last bike.
Yeah, the last runner, they're estimating. I think the awards are set for 4 p.m., so it'll be somewhere around 4 is when they're estimating the last couple runners to be coming in. So.
Yeah, because a lot of these, this is maybe their first one or their second one, and, they're still learning.
Yeah.
So then they hit 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, I think we're still looking for volunteers.
Yeah, there's a link on the Ironman website. I think it's actually a QR code on this that I'll leave with you. But they're looking for volunteers for water stations, just support staff. There's all kinds of positions on there. I was looking. You can sign up to ride your dirt bike, like on the trail to like help people if they are injured or need a lift or whatever. So it's cool.
They also have, they've got kayakers out there in the lake. If somebody's having a problem, they can pull them in. They need people to help pull off wetsuits.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I can see where that could be kind of fun.
What were you? I was a wetsuit puller.
Yeah. Well, when I was competing, you couldn't do wetsuits. And, now.
I guess it has to do with the temperature of
the water.
Yeah,
that's right.
The buoyancy or something.
Well, buoyancy really helps too. I mean, it makes it easier.
One of our officers is competing, and he was telling us all about it. We were asking him all these questions. Why does it matter about the temperature? So.
People get out there on Whiskeytown, it's cooler, and they're pumped up. Now, the ones have done this several times, and this is just normal. Mm-hmm. But you get some newbies out there, and they hit the water.
Yeah.
And they'll start out hard. Yeah. And then halfway through, they realize, I haven't made the buoy yet. And that's where the kayakers are at. They're out there swarming them, making sure everybody's okay. Well, this is a feather in our hat to get it here, mm-hmm. that they wanted to have it here. The fact that we pulled it off, big shout out to the Chamber of Commerce in there and what's his name?
Visit Reading.
And Visit Reading to get this. And it's a big job for our police. But y'all are up to it, of course. And then there's a paid group that this is all they do is big events like this. Mm-hmm. So you liaison with that. Okay, final thoughts. What haven't I asked you?
We encourage everybody during the Ironman event, just be safe if you're competing, just I know a lot of the bikes and stuff are expensive, so make sure you're locking that stuff up at night.
Yeah, don't leave them on the back of your car.
Right, don't leave them on the back of your car.
No, don't do that.
Be safe.
Do y'all tell people that?
We relay that to Iron Man too, and they're expensive. They travel. They know. I think they know.
They bring them in.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
But have fun. We appreciate having you come to Reading if you're competing or attending this event, and try to make it safe and enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah. And our friends, our community here, be open, and which you are. We don't need to tell Reading people to be friendly and all that, but just be aware that's happening and a little patience that day. And help. And if you can, they're going to need a lot of water stations and aid stations because of the heat. If you can, volunteer for that. I mean, as soon as the last one goes by, you go home. You know, I don't even think you have to pick up. You're just there to hand water out. Helping out at Whiskey Town and the other places. So
I'm looking at the list right now for the cooling stations, environmental crew, transition breakdown crew, need medical, non-clinical, EMTs, like you said, motorcycles, carrying photographers, officials, swim start wave signs, water safety spotters, et cetera. And there's very little spots left. I mean, they've got...
Good. So, no, I'm glad to see that.
And,
Thank you. Good for you, Reddy. Yeah. I get back the night before from 4 days up in the mountains.
On horseback.
On horses.
Oh, you're going with Lieutenant John Sheldon, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Up to Modoc. Like,
he's a good guy.
Cowboy ride. Yeah, I've heard all about it.
He's a good guy. You got a horse?
No.
We'll find you one.
Okay.
You'll love it.
I'll go. Invite me next year.
Well, we find your horse. That's all you need.
John's a good guy.
I'd also like
to say hello to Doug Janke. He informed me he knows you pretty well. Yeah.
Doug.
He's my realtor and friend.
Oh, Doug used to be here on the show.
Yeah, regularly. Yeah.
I know Doug real well.
He always calls me when I'm done with the show.
Say,
hey, Janke.
Saying hi to you, Doug. And happy birthday, Carl.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And thank you for what you and all of your cohort does for our community.
Appreciate it.
Every time I meet a new one, I'm just, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Here.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff. So stay hydrated out there, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.